It's a dry run of sorts for Maricopa County elections officials, and the ballot tabulation center in downtown Phoenix is buzzing.
This is the logic inaccuracy test.
Maricopa County reporter Helen Purcell explains what we're hearing right now are mock mail-in ballots being sucked in and scanned through one of the county's 9 tabulation machines. The Arizona Secretary of State's office is here too, and they already know what the results should be.
And the results that come off the machines have to match what they have pre-marked.
If they don't, officials have to determine why the discrepancy occurred and fix it. State law requires all voting equipment from each county to pass one of these accuracy tests before the general election.
We want the public to be confident that their vote, if it should have counted, counted. If it shouldn't have counted, it didn't.
That's Karen Osborne.
And I'm the Director of Elections for Maricopa County.
Osborne has been involved in Arizona's elections in some form since the 1970s. She says the process has evolved a lot since then, especially in the last 15 to 20 years.
It's no longer just transporting ballots from point A to point B with only the security of 2 people. Now it is multiple people doing multiple jobs, and then each one has to prove the other correct.
Take in-person voting next Tuesday, for example. After making your selection, your ballot gets scanned through what's known as an insight machine. That records and tallies your vote in a memory pack. It also saves the paper ballot as a backup. At the end of the night, those will be transported by separate teams to one of 20 ballot substations. Along for that ride is someone from the county recorder's office.
And usually we have 2 poll workers come from different parties.
Maricopa County Recorder's Office spokesperson Elizabeth Bartholomew explains each subsite must get the ballots, the memory packs, and the electronic poll sign-in book from each of their assigned polling places before they can head downtown and into the glass-enclosed tabulation center.
Everything is run in that room. Nothing is run at the polls, at the polling places. Nothing is run through Wi-Fi, through internet. And so that way, these votes are the most secure they can possibly be.
Poll sign-in books must match the number of votes cast at a precinct, and the state takes it one step further. Each county must also hand count 2% of the precincts for one final accuracy check. If you mailed in your ballot, well, it too has passed through several layers of audits before it reaches those scanners we heard a few minutes ago. The rooms where they're prepped for tabulation are also under 24-hour video surveillance that can be viewed by the public online. So what do all of these elections officials have to say about statements like this by presidential candidate Donald Trump?
Remember, we're competing in a rigged election. This is a rigged election, folks, okay?
County Elections Director Karen Osborne says it's simply not true in Arizona.
There are so many checks and balances on this system that it continues to prove itself on a daily basis.
Back at the Ballot Tabulation Center in Phoenix, the accuracy test has just wrapped up. Janine Petty is with the Arizona Secretary of State's office. She says Maricopa County has passed.
The results that we had matched what the results came out of the machine, so we signed off. Everything is good.
Which means from now until Election Day, this room will be filled with the near constant buzz of early ballot scanning. Those initial results will be released after the polls close on November 8th. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.